Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and from around the world. First up, let's talk about the vaccine updates. Russia has claimed to have developed a COVID-19 vaccine called Sputnik V. This is despite an incomplete mass clinical trials. The COVID-19 vaccine is developed by the Gamaleya Research Center for Epidemiology and Microbiology of the Russian Healthcare Ministry. The Russian Health Minister, Mikhail Murashko, has said that clinical trials of the vaccine were over. Medical workers and teachers will be the first to get the COVID-19 vaccine, he added. But will the Russian vaccine come to India, which has recorded over 23 lakh COVID-19 cases and over 46,000 deaths? Well, in one way, the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, or the CDSCO, can ask Russia to conduct the late phase human trials on an Indian population, which consists of both phase 2 and phase 3 trials. But conducting the late phase human trials is a usual requirement for all vaccines developed outside of India. The step is important as a vaccine's efficacy can differ in different population groups. For example, the route is being taken by vaccine candidate being developed by the Oxford University, which is one of the 6 potential vaccines that have reached the phase 3 clinical trials as per the World Health Organization's list. Remember, the Russian vaccine is not in this WHO's list. So approval is not likely to be given for the use of the Russian vaccine in India soon, as unlike a drug that is administered only to patients, vaccines are inoculated to a large number of people. Now in the case of COVID-19, everyone needs to be vaccinated and therefore the risks involved are much higher. And this is what the recent reports have said. Another issue in providing the Russian vaccine to Indians is the absence of any agreement for its production in the country right now. Moving on, why did Russia really choose the name of its vaccine as Sputnik V? Well, if you see, back in 1947, Sputnik was the first satellite that was launched by the Soviet Union. It is being talked about that the name of the COVID-19 vaccine in Russia has been derived because of this. A Russian official has also told Reuters that this is to signify the country's success in being the first to have a vaccine. Moving on, the director of CSIR Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology, Rakesh K. Mishra, has said the efficacy and safety levels of the vaccine developed by Russia for treating COVID-19 is not predictable in the absence of data. He said that they haven't conducted proper trials, which is the stage 3 trials. And this is when you really get to know the efficacy, when it is tested on a large number of people, and they should wait for 2 months to see whether they get a viral infection or not. He also added, saying that doesn't look like they have carried out the large-scale testings, because if you've done it, then show us the data. You cannot keep it confidential. Now Mishra has told about all of this to news agency PTI. German Health Minister Jens Spahn on Wednesday also said that Russia's COVID-19 vaccine has not been sufficiently tested. He also added that the aim to have the safe product rather than just being the first to start vaccinating people is quite important. With that, let's also move on to all the updates from India of COVID-19. The total confirmed coronavirus cases in India have now risen to 23,29,638, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. Single day spike of 60,963 COVID-19 cases and 834 deaths have pushed India's COVID-19 caseload to above 23 lakh. Also, the death toll right now is at 46,091. The reported active COVID-19 cases in India right now stand at 6,43,948, and as many as 16,39,599 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. Now, according to the Indian Council of Medical Research, a cumulative total of 2.60 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 up to August 11, with over 7,33,000 samples being tested just yesterday. Now, India has also recorded the highest single-day recoveries of 56,110 registered in the last 24 hours. India's recovery rate also now has soared past 70%. Now, for the first time since COVID-19 outbreak in Goa, four private hospitals in the coastal state have now agreed to treat the patients. These hospitals would be in addition to the existing two COVID-19 hospitals set up by the state government. The Supreme Court has now sought response from the centre on a PIL seeking an immediate ban on the use, installation, production and advertisement of disinfectant tunnels set up to curb the spread of COVID-19. The PIL stated that disinfection tunnels were exposing human beings to ultraviolet rays with a belief of disinfecting them. With the coronavirus vaccine still months off, companies are rushing to test what may be the next best thing: drugs that deliver antibodies to fight the virus right away, without having to train the immune system to make them. Antibodies are proteins the body makes when an infection occurs. They attach to a virus and help it be eliminated. Moving on, 6 out of 10 students are anxious about finding a job due to the coronavirus pandemic. And this has been stated in a survey that was carried out by Population Foundation of India, or PFI. The survey was conducted in Bihar, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, which looked into the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on young people in the age group of 15 to 24 years. Now, there is a rise in the uncertainty about finding employment due to the COVID-19 induced lockdown, which is leading to feelings of anxiety and depression, and this was reported according to the study. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. Well, it took 6 months for the world to reach the 10 million mark of confirmed cases of the coronavirus disease. It has just taken over 6 weeks for that number to nearly double. The worldwide count of the known COVID-19 infections has climbed past the 20 million mark, with more than half of them from just three countries, that is the US, India and Brazil. And that's according to the tally kept by the Johns Hopkins University. The average number of the new cases per day in the US has declined in the recent weeks, but is still running high at over 54,000 versus almost 59,000 in India and nearly 44,000 in Brazil. The United States has entered an agreement with drug maker Moderna Inc. to acquire 100 million doses of its potential COVID-19 vaccine for around $1.5 billion, the company and the White House has said as of yesterday. The United States in recent weeks has also made deals to acquire hundreds of millions of doses of potential COVID-19 vaccines from several companies as part of its Operation Warp Speed program, which aims to deliver a vaccine in the country by the end of the year. Moderna's price per dose comes to around $30.5 per person for a two-dose regimen. Moving on, Facebook Inc. has said that it has removed 7 million posts in the second quarter for sharing false information about the novel coronavirus, including content that promoted fake preventive measures and exaggerated cures. It has also released the data as part of its 6 Community Standard Enforcement Report, which it introduced in 2018, along with more stringent decorum rules in response to a backlash over its lax approach to policing content on its platforms. Moving on, the UK economy has officially fallen into a recession after official figures showed it contracted by a record 20.4% in the second quarter as a result of lockdown measures put in place to counter the coronavirus pandemic. The slump recorded by the Office of National Statistics follows a 2.2% quarterly contraction in the first 3 months of the year. As such, the UK economy is in a recession, commonly defined as 2 quarters of negative growth. Moving on, Australia's death toll due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has crossed 350 today after it recorded the highest single-day spike of 21 new fatalities, while the number of coronavirus cases has jumped to 22,127 with 428 fresh infections detected in the country. All the new deaths were reported in the state of Victoria. A total of 410 new cases were recorded from the second most populous state, and 18 new cases were reported from New South Wales as of yesterday. New Zealand has announced on Tuesday that it was shutting down its largest city, Auckland, after new cases of coronavirus were discovered in the city. The first evidence of domestic transmission after being free of infection for 102 days. New Zealand's successful fight against COVID-19 was hailed globally, and the Pacific Island nation of 5 million was seen as one of the safest places as the pandemic raged globally. Moving on, Singapore on Wednesday has reported 42 new COVID-19 cases. That's the lowest daily infection count in over 4 months, taking the total number of COVID-19 cases in the country to 55,395. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in, and do listen in to all the other podcasts on Money Control as well. But before I wrap up, get your true financial freedom with Money Control Pro's Independence Day blowout offer. Be a pro at 1 rupee per day and claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees. Use the code FREEDOM365. Log on to Money Control website or app to know more.